Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton the latest victim of swatting. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 3, 2024. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, R., and his wife Texas State Senator Angela Paxton, R., are the latest victims of swatting, a form of harassment, which occurred on New Year's Day. A false report of a life-threatening situation was made on New Year's Day, prompting authorities to show up at their McKinney home. However, neither were home at the time. On New Year's Day, a currently unidentified caller made a false report to 911 describing a life-threatening situation at our home in McKinney, they Paxton said, according to Fox News Digital. As a result, the City of McKinney Police and Fire Departments quickly and bravely responded to what they believed could be a dangerous environment, they continued. We were not home at the time and were made aware of the false report when a state trooper, who was contacted by McKinney Police, informed us of the incident. They added, emphasizing that making a false report to emergency responders is a crime which should be vigorously prosecuted when this criminal is identified. The fake calls, they continued, divert resources from actual emergencies and crimes and could endanger our first responders. We are grateful for the bravery and professionalism of the men and women serving in the McKinney Police and Fire Departments, they added. Swatting has emerged as an issue for several other public figures recently. Both Reps. Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, and Brandon Williams, RNY, stated that they were victims of swatting on Christmas Day. I was just swatted. This is like the eighth time. On Christmas with my family here. My local police are the greatest and shouldn't have to deal with this, Greene wrote in a December 25 post on X. I appreciate them so much and my family and I are in joyous spirits celebrating the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, she added. Similarly, Williams announced that his home was swatted that same day. Our home was swatted this afternoon. Thanks to the deputies and troopers who contacted me before arriving, he said. They left with homemade cookies and spiced nuts. Merry Christmas, everyone. Days later, Florida Senator Rick Scott, RFL, announced that his Florida home had been swatted as well, describing it as a sick attempt to terrorize my family. According to reports, a report associated with the swatting call said a male caller told a dispatcher that he had shot his wife with an AR-15 three times while she was sleeping. That, of course, was patently false.